I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We gotta do whatever it takes to make sure that in the postseason I'm healthy. So whatever it takes to get to that stage with the guys that we have and with what I can bring to the table, I have a pretty good chance.
We roll on the week in Philly, and the 76ers will open their 2024-2025 season Wednesday night. Tough opener for Nick Nurse's squad. They'll host the Milwaukee Bucks. So what should we expect out of the 76ers this season? For this conversation, let's bring in KYW's Dave Uram. And Dave, before we talk injuries, load management, etc., the roster at full strength, I think probably one of the 5-6 best in the NBA. What about you?
I think it could be. Definitely could be with that big three of Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Tyrese Maxey. They're also much deeper than they have been in previous seasons, Matt. So the NBA has a lot of parity. Top 5 or 6 would be really impressive, but I think it'll be hard, especially if they're not at full strength.
Now, Joel Embiid did not play during the preseason. I don't think anyone was really surprised, but the team came out with a statement saying this was all part of a plan for managing his left knee, which he hurt last season. And I think that proactive statement set off alarm bells with folks. Are you worried about Embiid, or is this just managing his games to make sure he is healthy when it matters come the playoffs?
I think your antenna always has to be up with Joel. With him playing in the Olympics, you think, okay, he's good to go, you know. So this left knee management, is he injured? I don't know the answer to that question. Is he healthy? I don't know the answer to that question. I will take it for what it is, and it's that they want him to be healthy come the playoffs, because he really has not been healthy come the playoffs, and that has affected their ability to go deep into it. However, this is Joel Embiid, so the antenna is always up for if it is something more. One thing that I'm going to be looking out for this season, especially if it's just a management thing and it's not really an injury, I'm going to be looking for his rhythm. He needs to play to stay in rhythm. So while his mindset this time is to be healthy for April and not play on a back-to-back or something like that, I'm going to be curious to see how much that affects his performance when he does play.
Sixers' big free agent pickup, of course, was Paul George, and he did tweak a knee playing in a preseason game.
I felt that it hyperextended, and immediately I knew, like, all right, need to get taken out, come look at this. But if you ask me, I'm not too concerned about it.
Sounds like they dodged a serious injury, but man, it seems like 75% of Sixers fans' time is spent waiting for MRI results of key players the last several years. It's amazing.
It's been who they are. I don't know how they keep ending up in these situations where important players, and Tyrese Maxey's been healthy for the most part. He had that one injury a couple of seasons ago. But important players like Joel Embiid, like Paul George, have an injury. It doesn't seem like it's overly serious. It seems like he avoided a really serious injury. But, you know, injuries have been a big problem for this Sixers team for many years. They got to stay healthy.
Maxey took a huge step to kind of borderline superstar status last year. Does he have another big step in him this year? Do you think it's necessary? Do you think where he is now is perfect for where they need to be?
I think it's important for him to take another step.
For me, I went into the offseason with like 3-4 bullet points that I wanted to get better at. And I think that made it a lot easier for me. I know what my strengths and my weaknesses are, and I'm trying to turn my weaknesses into strengths.
Knowing his work ethic, he's going to try very hard to take another step within the, you know, confines of making sure that the team is the priority. I'm curious to see, really intrigued to see, you know, last year he was an all-star. He really jumped onto the scene. Most improved player in the NBA. I think it's important for him to improve even more and to maybe even take a next step.
So past Maxey, George, and Embiid, obviously you've got the big three. Who else do you see making an impact?
Oubre Jr. is back. He had a big role last year with the team in the starting lineup for most of the time. The Andre Drummond pickup was, I think, enormous for this team. For everything that we've talked about so far, staying healthy, injuries. He's been arguably Joel Embiid's best backup in Joel Embiid's career. And then they just have all this depth. Eric Gordon, Reggie Jackson, Kyle Lowry, a lot of good veteran depth to complement the big three.
Given the recent history of this organization and how they have fallen short in the postseason despite all the excitement, I think they have to advance at least to the Eastern Conference Finals this year to consider the season even remotely successful. What do you think?
2001 was the last time they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's been 41 seasons since they won the NBA championship. So, yes, 100%. If they don't get past the second round, the season is not a success.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. KYW's Dave Uram. Once again, Sixers open the season Wednesday night at home against Milwaukee, and we will have more of the Week in Philly coming up, including a look at a mural featuring a Philadelphia legend. Stay with us.
Check out the Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.